What's up, guys? Welcome back. Welcome, welcome, welcome. I'm super excited to be back hosting another episode on Talk More with Nessa. Hi, guys. If this is your first time of listening to this voice, or if this is your first time of being on my podcast, I want to say welcome to another episode of Talk More with Nessa. I know I've been missing. Yes. I don't even know where to start from or how to even apologize, but I beg your pardon. I need to clear my throat for this apology to actually come out well. I didn't know why I'm being so dramatic today, but honestly, guys, I'm so sorry that I haven't posted anything on my podcast in a while. I mean, it's been some months. Oh my God, I'm not even proud of myself. I am not. Yes, I have my reasons for not being here, and I'm going to, talk about everything that has been happening to me lately. That's why the title of this episode is Life Lately and Valentine Wahala. Yes, I'll talk about what has been happening lately in my life, I'm sorry if I have to take a pause every couple of is it minutes or seconds. You have to pardon me. I'm so excited, and when I get super excited, I somehow get anxious as well, and I'll have to, take my time to, make sure that I'm not going to muddle up my words, because I don't want to do that. No. So let's get into what has been happening in my life lately. But before then, have I said welcome, guys? Okay, welcome, welcome, welcome. In case I've not welcomed you, I'm saying welcome once again. So let's get right into today's episode. So for the longest time, I had no desire to actually record a podcast, and at first it was because a lot was happening in my life all at once. Yeah. Good stuff though, all thanks to God. I'm super grateful to him for it all. And not without its stresses as well, because life is stressful, but God has still got us despite everything. So first things first, let's dive into the good news. Your girl got married. Yes. Thank you. In case you're saying congratulations, and if you've not said congratulations, this is your cue to actually say congratulations. Okay, thank you. So, first update is your girl got married, and I moved to a new city. When I say new city, I actually moved to a new country. Yes, I left my comfort zone and I moved to a different place entirely, still in Africa though. Yeah, so it's like I moved to a neighboring country in Africa, but I'm still in Africa. Yeah, even though we're manifesting, let's not talk about that. So I'm still in Africa, and I moved because I got married. I moved. Things we do for love, right? So I moved to a new country, and boy oh boy, I'm not going to lie, it hasn't been easy. If you've moved, I mean, if you've, packed up your life and moved to a different place, a new city, a new country, you understand how it feels to actually, be in a new space where you're no longer close to family and friends and all the things that you're familiar with. It's lonely. It gets lonely. It gets confusing. It gets overwhelming. You're tired. You want to go back, but then again, you can't because you're married now, It's so many things happening all at once, but I'm gradually trying to, find my feet here and settle in. Yeah, it takes me a lot of time to actually settle into new spaces, so I'm still trying to figure this out one day at a time. Yeah, so I'm actually learning to adjust to a new environment. I'm also learning to get used to not being around my friends, my family members, and all the things that I'm familiar with. Sometimes I wake up and I'm craving amala and ewedu. If you don't know what that is, it's a traditional Yoruba dish that is, popular amongst the Yoruba people. Amala and ewedu and gbegiri. I'm craving it, but nobody knows what that is. over here. So, you know, it's one of the things that I miss. And I'm learning to make my taste buds get used to the new cuisine of this place that I'm currently living in. So settling in is one thing that has, you know, been top of my list. One thing I've been up to, yeah, settling in. I've been trying to settle in, and sometimes it gets super stressful. And I'm not going to lie, some days I felt mentally drained and even physically exhausted because I really can't deal. And all of this stress and all these new changes in my life actually affected my creativity, because I couldn't keep up with my podcast. I could not even tap into my creativity because I wasn't in the right state of mind most times. I was so exhausted and thinking about other things, you know. Now, that's that about that. Another reason that I've been away is because I recently realized that monetization is not available in my country for my podcast. Now, I'm going to talk about this briefly. When it comes to monetization and, you know, rewarding creatives, I think Africa usually comes last. If I was to be in Canada, of course I'll be able to monetize, but because I'm still in Africa, monetization hasn't come yet for this podcast. And I don't know when monetization is actually going to be available for my location, but we know that it's going to take a very long time. So when I realized this, it sort of dampened my energy and my desire to create, because I'm like, I've been doing this thing for a while now, and one of the reasons I've been doing this is because I feel like one day I might be able to, you know, monetize and get some reward for all of my efforts, you know. But as it is right now, there is no monetization for my location, and I have to actually deal with that. So when I realized this, it sort of dampened my energy, like I mentioned, and it was so hard to create because I was like, why am I doing this if I'm not getting anything at the end of the day, or when I'm not even sure I'm going to get anything out of it at the end of the day? And so I've put more effort into my YouTube channel because I feel like at least there's monetization available for, you know, black creators on YouTube, African creators, yeah. Don't let me just say black. So I've put more energy into that and other things as well. But I realized that I also love to talk about things that I may not be able to cover on my YouTube channel. So I love my podcast and I need to come back, because I've created a lot over here, and I love creating behind the scene where nobody is looking at my face or seeing me. You're just hearing my voice, and it's so, I don't know how to put it. It makes you just be your authentic self. I wouldn't say I'm not authentic on other platforms, but I feel like you're more able to, you know, tap into your most authentic self when you're just talking and there's nobody, you know, looking at you. And sometimes when the anxiety gets too much and you start to, you know, feel some type of way, you can actually, you know, nobody's saying that. Everything they can see, or they can't even see, all they can hear is your voice. They can't see your face. Let's turn it down a bit. So I gave up because of, you know, the absence of monetization, but I decided I'm going to come back and I'm going to do it, because this is one of the things that I'm passionate about besides writing and other things. So I can't give up on my podcast just like that. So I've decided that I'm going to, you know, come back to my podcast, and I've decided I'm going to make a couple of changes though, because I noticed that another reason why I've been finding it hard to come back is because I do have 2 episodes weekly, and that is the Mental Health Monday and Love Notes and Vibes on Thursdays. We'll talk about love and, you know, listen to cool music along the way. So I've decided that I'm just going to be releasing 1 episode every week. Yes, 1 episode every week. Yes, so it's going to be just 1 episode every week, and it will be on Fridays, where I'll talk about different things that can range from mental health topics to love conversations and other things as well. You know, whatever it is that is, you know, in my head at that moment, we're going to talk about it because I'm trying to get into a more close. I'm trying to build a more closer connection here on my podcast. I'm trying to get more. I'm trying to do something different. Just let me say something different. So it's not going to be like it was before. And so creating once a week, I think that's doable for me because I still have other things that I need to do as well, since I'll be focusing on my energy on creating podcasts alone. So it's best I just do something that I feel is doable. So once a week is actually doable, so there'll be less pressure on myself or me to do something that I know I won't be able to, you know, keep up with. So yeah, we'll be doing once in a week. Also, I want to say that, what do I want to say? I'm sorry, guys. So, okay. I think so. That's the updates and changes that I'll be making on my podcast, basically. So all that aside, yesterday was Valentine. I think by the time you guys will be listening to this, because today's Wednesday, yeah. By the time you guys will be listening to this, it will be Friday. Yes, so 2 days ago would be Valentine. Valentine would have been gone by 2 days. Is that correct? Anywho, yesterday was Valentine's Day. Happy Valentine's Day, you guys. We're still in the season of love as long as February is still on, right? So happy Valentine's Day to all my lovers around the world, wherever you're listening to me from. I hope you had a swell time. You had a very beautiful celebration with your loved ones. You got gifts and you also gifted and you showed extra love and kindness. In fact, I support the motion that says every day should be Valentine's Day for lovers. You shouldn't restrict it to just celebrating the ones you love just one day out of 365 days in a year. Okay, so that aside, happy Valentine's Day. Now I'm talking about Valentine's Day Wahala. Yeah, I saw all the display of love on the internet, and as a lover girl, I mean, I love love. It was beautiful to see. However, I woke up this morning to see a tweet about how girls in talking stages get super angry when their talking stage partner doesn't get them a gift for Valentine's Day. I'll let you let that sink. Okay, let this sink in. You're in a talking stage with somebody and then they don't give you a gift on Valentine's Day. How would you actually feel? Would you feel bad, or would you be indifferent about it, since it's not a relationship? It's just a talking stage. You've not proceeded, you're not in a relationship. So what do you think? So a lot of people were under that tweet and they were commenting and saying, oh, he's supposed to have gotten a gift. He should have, you know, given her something to show that, okay, he's pursuing her. You know, play the game of love. It's one day to show her that he's capable of taking care of her, and, you know, so many different opinions. But personally, I feel if you're in a talking stage where y'all both feel the same way about each other, because your talking stage is where the guy is feeling the girl is not feeling the guy, or, you know, vice versa. Mm-hmm. So if you're in a situation where, I'm sorry, I need to clear my throat. So it's okay to exchange gifts if you are both feeling each other. But I feel like if you don't like the guy and you expect him to still give you a gift, it's not fair on the guy, because for one, you don't like this person. And him getting you a gift or even gifting you is like trying to buy your love or affection. It's trying to get you to say yes to him, because why do you really need a gift from someone that, I don't know, how do I put this? Basically, I'm trying to say, don't expect gifts from your talking stage partner if you are not going to reciprocate the love that they are showing you. Because at the end of the day, it would have been them trying to prove that they are worth or deserving of your love, and then you end up smashing their heart. You know, it can be so hurtful. So whatever it is that you are desiring from somebody in the talking stage, you need to ask yourself, will I be able to do this for this person? Will I be able to, you know, reciprocate? Am I deserving of this thing? You know, you need to be human first. Don't be selfish. don't be selfish, because I know a lot of people will be like, oh, he can still gift her, it doesn't mean she has to say yes. But that's hurtful. It's going to be more, you know, painful, because the guy will be like, I made effort, I gifted you, I did this, I did that. And you know, it's going to lead to a messy, is it a breakup? Since it's a talking stage, we can't call it a breakup, but it's going to lead to a messy ending, which is not something that you actually want. So basically, that's my thoughts on this Valentine wahala. And I guess that's the end of today's episode. I've rambled on enough, and I'm so excited to be back. And I can't wait to tap into my creativity for my podcast this year. And I hope that you guys are going to be supportive and always here to listen to me every time I come on here. Thank you so much for all your love so far. I thank you once again. Thank you for welcoming me back, and I'll be back again in my next episode. Take care now, my loves. Bye.